Welcome to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk with Reverend Jennifer Hadley. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace through practical application. Here is your host, Reverend Jennifer Hadley.
Bonjour, bonjour. Happy 2021, happy new year. Oh my goodness, we made it. And I'm so excited about this new year. I'm excited about this first episode of this podcast in 2021. And I'm so grateful for our fellowship. Thank you for joining with me. And let's begin, as we always do, with a prayer and a blessing. And so, placing my hand in my heart, I take this breath of love and gratitude, so grateful, so thankful to join together and to recognize the perfect love that we already are. So grateful and thankful to open our hearts and minds to the wisdom of our elder brother, our teacher. We are grateful to receive the insights and the clarity that we desire. Through our connection with Spirit, we are grateful to partner up with that higher Holy Spirit self and to begin again. We are grateful to let go of the turmoil of the past, the meaning we made of it, any decisions that have not supported our life of love. We are opting out. We are grateful and thankful to join together to know true love, true wisdom, true beauty, true prosperity, and the all good of pure spirit shining forth in our awareness, in our heart, in our life, in our relationships, in every cell, fiber, and function of our body temple. We are calling forth miracles. We are willing to be miracle-minded. And so we are grateful to join together in a full realization of truth and to have a healing. This is why we come together, and we are grateful to know that we share the benefits with everyone because we are one with them. In gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Yes. All right. Let us rock this new year. And I love that Spirit gave me this topic to start us off for the year. Living a Course in Miracles. Yes. So as you probably know, that's the name of one of my main websites, livingacourseofmiracles.com. We have a lot of free resources there. And here's what happened. I remember very distinctly in December of 2010. I believe it was December, sitting on my sofa in Los Angeles in my living room, and I was meditating, contemplating, and Spirit showed me this idea of living A Course in Miracles as call it a brand, if you will, really it was the original telesummit that I did. And I did, I think we did 13 or 14 of those Living A Course in Miracles summits with all manner of Course in Miracles teachers and other teachers mixed in. And that was the original vision that Spirit gave me. It showed me these faces, showed me the web pages and all of that. And I got the topics from Spirit. And just wonderful doing that work. Really, really wonderful. And I may go back to doing some of that again. I think what Teachers of God Foundation Bill Free is doing is it's the same thing, and they're doing it so well. So, I think it's a bit different, but they're doing it so well, and it's wonderful. And I am grateful to have had this strong realization back then. And when I first started living the course and talking with people about it, I had started a study group online, on the phone rather. It wasn't even online, it was on the phone. And we did put a bunch of those calls into a podcast that you can find called Masterful Living Through A Course in Miracles. So that was my study group that I did for 4 years. And then when I started doing the Living A Course in Miracles classes, I stopped doing the study group. About 6 months after I started doing the Living A Course in Miracles classes, I started this podcast. And that was back in September of 2011. So here we are. We're starting getting ready for the 10th year, coming up to the 500th episode. And I never thought it would last that long. I didn't really think about the future of this podcast. It wasn't something I thought about at all, just doing it week by week. I still don't really think about the future of it or how long it'll go on. I know that I enjoy doing it. I really, really love the opportunity to share what I learn. And so the podcast is a great supplement for folks who are in my Masterful Living program, my year-long program, folks who are in my Finding Freedom Boot Camp. It's a great supplement. And I always feel like I'm talking directly to the people that I know and love so much in those programs. And I am so grateful that there's also the opportunity to share and do the work together, because that's really, to me, my passion, is when we can do the work together. And so I appreciate so much the consciousness of everyone who listens to this podcast. It's a powerful group of people. It is. I really feel that strongly. And many times I feel your intuition and your heart's desire, and it comes through in the form of my intuition, my heart's desire, meaning yours, as you have questions and thoughts. And I feel like even though you may listen to this podcast 5 years after I've recorded it, there is no time and space. And I really feel that when I'm in this space. So thank you, because we do that together. And a dear friend of mine asked me recently, what is the atonement? What is it? I want to be clear about it. And the atonement is often talked about as accepting the atonement for ourselves. And so what it is it's the full realization that there is only one, there is no separation, that we are part of God, and that our life is the life of God, our mind is the mind of God, and there never has been a separation, and there never would be, because there never could be, only the illusion of separation. So nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. So in the illusion, we have the experience of separation. We have the experience of what feels like a disconnect. But we're always connected, and we can consciously connect or not. That is our choice. And living A Course in Miracles is all about making that choice. And when we forget and we make a different choice, a fear-based choice, a separation choice, that we choose again, that we are intent on choosing again. So it's normal that in our human experience, we're going to forget. We're going to have judgments. We're going to have attack thoughts. We're going to believe in lack and think that it's happening to us. We're going to feel like victims, like they're doing it to us. But that's never the case because we're one with them. And it takes, it really does take accepting the oneness of all life, the unity of all life. First, we have to accept that mentally. We have to be willing to truly know it, remember it, feel it, experience it first before we're going to have it. Now, as I was writing about in my daily shot of spiritual espresso for today about living the miracle and living A Course in Miracles, I was guided to say, and I don't know that I've ever really, no, I guess I have. I have many times. It's funny how sometimes things just feel a bit fresher. But I was writing about how we often talk about learning. We're learning to do this. We're learning to forgive. We're learning. But what it really is we're remembering. We already know. And that's what is going on when we have an aha and we go, oh, I get it now. That's the remembrance. I love and have often quoted what Ernest Holmes, the great science of mind teacher, the great mystical writer, teacher, beautiful brother in truth, would say, the only time that it takes to have a healing is the time that it takes to have a realization. And actually that quote starts with, healing does not take time. The only time that it takes to have a healing is the time that it takes to have a realization. And so that realization is the remembrance. It is the remembrance. And so we can relax into that and start to say to our own higher Holy Spirit self, to Jesus, to the ascended masters and the angels, help me remember the truth. Now, I like to add to that, help me remember and value the truth. I've talked a lot about the section in the manual for teachers in chapter 4 entitled Development of Trust, that this is the number one characteristic of God's teachers, of those who are remembering. This is the key, trust. Trust leads to remembering. And in there, he talks about valuing. He talks about how there's a period of undoing, where what's happening is we're undoing our attachments to the meaning we made of everything. And so it's very disorienting for most people. It's very disruptive. And you can look at your life and see, oh, have I gone through a period of undoing? Because what happens in that period is we start to realize that the things, the relationships, the experiences, the memories, the whatever that we have valued so much are actually not valuable. That the things of this world are not valuable in the way that truth is valuable. Truth is our liberation. Truth is our freedom. So we go from the period of undoing to a period of sorting out. And this is where he says to us, this is always somewhat difficult because having learned that the changes in our lives are always helpful, we must now decide all things on the basis of whether or not they increase the helpfulness or they hamper it. And he says, and I'm paraphrasing here, and he says that many of the things that we valued in the past will start to see that, you know what, this is going to hinder my ability to really see things correctly. So I need to turn away from these things. And so we all go through this. We start to realize, oh, I valued these things that are not valuable. And it turns from being, feeling like there's loss, right? Oh, I have to give up this. I have to give up that. Nobody has to give up anything. But we do, how I say, we do realize that if we don't give up our attachments to our beliefs, to our grievances, our grudges, and the meaning we've made of things in the past, that is our pain and suffering in the present, if we're not willing to give those things up freely, gratefully, then we're going to suffer. And so we move into this place of realizing, oh my goodness, yes, I wish to give these things up. I remember specifically a time, I remember really going through a period where I was experiencing all this sorting out and relinquish. The next phase is the period of relinquishing, and that I was going through these phases very intensely. Not that I hadn't been in them before, because they cycle and repeat, but they can become much less disruptive and painful because we see it as a relief. We see it as a great gift that Spirit is giving us, that we can hand these things over to Spirit, that we do not have to figure it out. And this is a real necessary part of the living of A Course in Miracles, which means to really work the workbook, to really take the lessons into our daily experience. So, for instance, I do remember really being brought to my knees in gratitude and saying to Jesus, to Spirit, to my own higher Holy Spirit self, please do not let me cling to the things that hold me in a pattern of suffering. Don't let me do it. Please, I offer them all to you, whatever they are, whether I recognize what they are or I don't. I'm giving them all to you for transformation, for healing. I surrender all. It was part of my experience that really I went through over the course of several years where I decided to go all in for God, all in for Spirit. Now, I did have experiences where I realized, oh, this person I thought was my friend is not really my friend. This person that I thought really treasured me doesn't really treasure me. And this person that I thought really got me doesn't really get me. And doesn't really got me. And I moved into a space of, if it's falling away, it's for my highest good. I don't need to hold on to it, grasping, trying to keep a hold of it. You know, and this was for me one of the most difficult things I ever did, was to freely say, you know, thy will be done. And if it means this relationship is going to transform from my lover to my friend, if this relationship with my dear close friend is going to transform into an acquaintance, if this is what is going to happen, then, and that's for my highest good, and I have to trust that in order to be at peace, I will choose to trust it because I choose peace. I could choose peace instead of the turmoil, instead of the upset, instead of the pain. it's about really having that level of willingness, that level of trust. It's the trust and the willingness combined that really allows us to truly live A Course in Miracles. And when it seems like the person that you're so close to, that you love so much, is so dear to you, is now moving away, there is, of course, this natural temptation. No, 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 don't go, don't go. But what if you could see on the other side what Spirit has planned for you is so much more love, so much more intimacy, so much more beauty and connection. Then would you be willing to trust, to step off the cliff and see the invisible hand that is there to catch you? Would you be willing? So sometimes in a counseling session, I would say to someone who was in this place of really struggling to move out of the past and give up the attachments of the past, I'd say, if you knew that on Valentine's Day next year, Spirit was going to deliver you, guaranteed, the love of your life, would you be willing to let this person go now so that you could have this time in between to prepare yourself to be available for the kind of relationship you'd really like to have? Would you be willing? And that's when people look at, I never thought about it like that. All right, am I willing to have a much better relationship? Or am I thinking this is the best I can do? And people will say, but I really love them. I really love them. So if you really love them, let them go. If you really love them, just say, highest and best, Spirit, make it so. Highest and best, Spirit, make it so. And take yourself out of being in charge of it and trying to manipulate it and control it and fix it. That's what living A Course in Miracles is. So many, many, many times when I've been challenged by what is happening and I see, oh, I'm really challenged by this. I'm really attached to how I think it should be, how I think it shouldn't be, and what I would like and what I don't like, feel very strong attachments. And that's when I jump to lesson 25, I do not know what anything is for. And in the workbook, Jesus says, you don't even know what will make you happy. So stop thinking that you do, because you don't. And boy, was he right for me. Oh my goodness. So that was part of my being able to relinquish things, was realizing, honey, you don't know what will make you happy. You don't know. So if you feel like you're grasping, just open your hand, let it go. Maybe it'll stay, maybe it won't. But you can't be grasping at it and be happy. So you got to stop grasping. And the only way we can stop grasping is through trust, the willingness to trust. It's the only way. And that is the core of living A Course in Miracles. It's the willingness to trust combined with the willingness to be loving, to be kind, to be gentle, to be truthful, to be honest. And sometimes these things are very, very challenging, even for the most dedicated spiritual teacher. For sure, for sure, for sure. But the great thing is, and I've seen it now year after year after year after year after year, because I've been doing this for many years now, is that the people who have the willingness to really do the practice, which isn't reading, it's not studying. It's not. It's in that moment of, I don't like what this person is doing. I don't like what this person is saying. I don't like what this person is thinking. I don't like. and to be able to say, I don't know what anything is for. Everything works together for my good. There are no exceptions. I will make none. I will stop making exceptions about what's good and bad, what's right and wrong. I'm going to stop making exceptions. Everything works together for good in my life. And this is the truth of it, and I accept it. I may not understand it. I may not like it. But let's move forward in love. It's that choosing again and choosing love. That's living A Course in Miracles. And it does require willingness and trust. And the good news is, it's really our default setting. It is. So it's about remembering our default setting and giving up struggling on our own. Oh my gosh, it is about time for me to take a break. And as we go to the break, I would just like to say a huge thank you to all the people that took time to write a review last year. Thank you. I really appreciate that. It makes a difference to the podcast services when you write a review. I'm Jennifer Hadley. You're listening to A Course in Miracles on Unity Online Radio, and we are living the love and walking the talk, and I will be right back.
Thank you for tuning in for A Course in Miracles, living the love, walking the talk.
Welcome back. Thank you for coming back. And just before I pick up where I left off, I'd like to make the announcement that this Friday, January 8th, is the start of my Stop Playing Small retreat online. We had so much success doing it online last year. People had such tremendous results. I'm starting off the year. It is also, if you take the Stop Playing Small retreat and you'd like to go on to Masterful Living, we'll give you $500 off Masterful Living, and vice versa. If you sign up for Masterful Living, $500 off on the Stop Playing Small retreat. And the Stop Playing Small retreat, it's 3 hours a day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then take 3 days off, and then again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Not everybody can make every session, so they have the recordings. And it is a very powerful way to get a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of transformation very quickly. That's what it's designed for, and it really succeeds at it. And people come, they're willing to be all in for it. It's a great practice for being all in. And the sessions, 3 hours is enough time that we can go really deep and really get something done. And there is some homework, and it's just a powerful combination. And then we get the 3 day break. It's great. People don't have to leave their homes. It's amazing. Who knew that these wonderful things would come out of the pandemic? But that's one of them for sure. Because up till last year, I had only ever done it in person, and it is one of my favorite things to do. So if you feel called, if you'd like to have a lot of breakthroughs to kick off this year, come join me in the Stop Playing Small retreat, and we will have a lot of fun bringing on our breakthroughs. Yes! So also for bringing on your breakthroughs is accepting the atonement for yourself. Now, I don't understand, and you know, I really haven't read Ken Wapnick and all those folks. I really haven't, but I just haven't felt called. You know, I do what Spirit calls me to, and so I don't really understand why it's called the atonement instead of the at-one-ment, because that's really what it's about. It's about accepting and valuing that there is no separation, that we are all one now and forever. And that's the very truth of it, the truth of our being. And so at one mentality, mentally, we're at one. We're accepting the at one mentality is a way to think about it. So maybe I'll just start calling it the at one-ment. But then sometimes Course in Miracles students love to pick. So don't need to give them any fuel. So we're accepting the atonement for ourselves. And that's a really rigorous practice, because whenever we get mad at somebody else, whenever we blame somebody else, whenever we try to make them feel guilty, or we think that they're making us feel guilty, all that blame game stuff, all the victimhood, that's all the result of separation thinking. So the good news is, if we accept the atonement for ourselves, we can get rid of all that. I mean, it can radically diminish. And the more willing we are, the faster it happens, and the more thoroughly it happens. So this is the good news, and it's really good news, because for me, my declaration, I'm going to go all in for God. I am going to place my trust and faith in what Jesus is teaching in A Course in Miracles, and I'm going for it. I'm going for it. I'm willing. I'm so willing. Lead me and teach me. And I did get to that point where I literally said, do not let me hold anything in my mind that's false. And I still find things all the time. Of course I do. But I'm not interested in holding on to them. As soon as I find them, I'd like to let them go. I'm ready to be free. I desire to be free of limited thinking. And as I've said many times, one of the keys to truly living A Course in Miracles is to be willing to recognize the extraordinary attachment that people have to living in lack and limitation. So one of the ways that you can do that is just get yourself a notebook or use the notes in your phone and literally make a commitment this year to write down your lack and limitation thoughts. Because this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where people are not willing to really do the practices. You know, at the end of the year in Masterful Living, I do one-on-one appointments. And one of the things I ask people every year is, you know, what did you really like about Masterful Living? What was good for you? And they always say, so many tools. So it's this is the practical application of A Course in Miracles. That's what Masterful Living, Finding Freedom, all my stuff is about. It's that practical application. So this is what I'm saying. We'll see. Will you actually bother to write down? Or do you think, I don't need to do that? I don't need to do that. Why would I need to do that? I'm so aware of my lack and limitation thoughts. Well, that's what we do. And that's how we avoid living A Course in Miracles. Right there. That's how we avoid it. We say, I don't need to do that. So, because if we start writing down the limiting thoughts that we have, for instance, so many people have issues with time. So many people, and I was one of them. I really had an issue with time. Years and years and years, I was arguing with time. I don't have enough time. I should have more time. There's not enough time. How can I possibly do all this? There's not enough time. Well, I finally decided to give that up because I became very willing to look at my persistent thoughts, and instead of just accept them or manage them or cope with them, I said, I'm going to have a healing. So Holy Spirit, I don't want to have this discussion about time anymore, ever again, that there's not enough time. I do not wish to feel pressured by the illusion of time. Come on. I can rise above that, for God's sakes. And so Spirit said, okay, then stop saying you don't have enough time. And what happened was, in meditation one day, it just came to me, How could I not have enough time when time isn't even real, but I am? If I am real and time is not, how could I not have enough time? If I am eternal and time is not, how could I not have enough time? It's illogical. It doesn't make sense. So either I believe that I'm time-bound and I'm not eternal, I'm temporary, or I'm willing to know the truth, live the truth, be the truth, cherish the truth, value the truth. So it's a huge commitment. Living A Course in Miracles is a huge commitment to giving up the meaning we made of things. It's really a total commitment. That's where our happiness lies, is in the total commitment to giving up the meaning we made of things. And, you know, in the doing of that, you realize how attached you are to the meaning you've made of things. That's what people always say to me every year in Masterful Living. Oh my gosh, I'm realizing how attached I am to my perspective. Yeah, it's good to have that realization. Because then when you realize, oh, you're the one that this is emanating from, that you're the one that's holding these thoughts in your mind, then you can really move out of victimhood. And then you can really start to have peace of mind and happiness. So in this moment, I'm going to ask you to think of some consistent thoughts about lack and limitation, where you just look around your life, your body, where's the lack thinking about your body? In your relationships, where are you thinking there's lack? Maybe you see limitations. You know, if only this, we could be more that. In your finances. That's enough. So just get a few thoughts. And then if you take one or two of those thoughts and you think, am I being a victim here? Like in your relationship where you experience the lack of love, the lack of connection, the lack of intimacy, the lack of whatever, respect, commitment. Is it something that you're affirming a lot? She doesn't really love me. He doesn't really care about me. I'm not important to her. It doesn't matter to him. Are you making affirmative statements like this throughout your day? If you are you a victim, or is life showing up the way you're affirming it? You know, one of the things we do in Masterful Living is we look at the teachings of Ho'oponopono. People are always so grateful for that. And in that, in the Western world, we have this wonderful teaching from the Hawaiian man, E. Haleakala Hugh Lin, Dr. Hugh Lin. And he became known because there was some press about an experience that he had that's quite extraordinary, and he has been teaching for many years that you can have this experience too. So Dr. Hugh Lin, I just love to say his first name, E. Haleakala. I love those Hawaiian names, so beautiful. And Dr. Hugh Lin, psychologist, and he was working in a psych ward lockdown facility He got this job and he said, I am not going to meet with my patients, but I'm going to do Ho'oponopono for them and for the facility, for the staff. And so he began doing that. And the Ho'oponopono simple prayer is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And I do it, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I just like to put the love up front. And in the saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, you are, I am, taking responsibility for what I see. I am responsible for what I see, and everything is just as I wish it would be. That's my paraphrasing of the responsibility for sight in A Course in Miracles. So that's what Ho'oponopono is. It's, I am responsible for what I see. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. The words are symbolic, and it's the intention. It's the intention to take responsibility for what we see. And who are we saying I love you to? We are saying I love you to divinity. Who are we saying I'm sorry to? Divinity. Do we, this is what Yulin teaches. Do we need to say I'm sorry to divinity when God, love, divinity has not taken offense? Of course we don't need to say I'm sorry. It's about us acknowledging, and we are saying, I recognize I made that choice. And now I'm choosing again. And we're saying, really, please forgive me to ourselves, because we're one with God. So we're saying, I'm sorry to ourselves, because this is why we feel so guilty, is because of all the things we've said and done that were mean and cruel and hurtful. And we hold it against ourselves, just like we hold it against other people. It's the release of that. It's the release of that energy. It frees up a huge amount of energy. And Hugh Lin calls it cleaning. Cleaning your consciousness. Cleaning the memory out of your awareness. And it's powerful, it's very effective. And if you'd like to learn more about it, you can do what we do in Masterful Living, is we read the book Zero Limits, and we work with it, and we apply it. We apply it. It's that practical application of the tool. So what happened was, in this facility that Hugh Lin was working in, the psych ward, lockdown psych ward, patients were effectively prisoners in this because they were too disturbed to leave. And so he's doing Ho'oponopono. He's not meeting with the patients. And they are healing. Their minds are healing. Not only that, but this place goes from being a miserable place to work, where everyone takes the maximum sick days and more, because it's such a miserable place to work. The walls, the paint is peeling off the walls. Nobody hardly ever gets to go for any kind of recreation or, you know, a pass to leave or visit family or anything like that. The staff is very unhappy. The inmates, we could call them, unhappy. Everybody's unhappy. So there's Hugh Lin taking responsibility for all of it. Cleaning his mind, cleaning the one mind, accepting the atonement for himself, for sure. He's doing that. And within, I forget the time frame now, year and a half, tremendous change. Some of the changes that occurred during the time that Hulin was working there. They refurbished the building. So the painting, the peeling paint, all of that got refurbished. That makes a huge difference. Of course, the minds of the people tremendously healed. It became a much more fluid facility. People could go on passes and have leaves and do trips and things like that. And the staff no longer needed all those sick days, no longer miserable. The whole facility transformed from top to bottom. And so in Masterful Living, this is, we say, well, if he could do that with that psych ward, I could do that with my family. I can do that with my workplace. And that's what living A Course in Miracles is. It is, you are no longer willing. You cannot tolerate anymore being a victim of your own thoughts and beliefs and projecting it out on the world and blaming them for it. And then feeling guilty and ashamed and miserable and like there's something wrong with you. When really it's just something is wrong with your thinking. The stinking thinking has got you. And the way out of it is always going to be to partner up, to not go it alone anymore. And that is the crux of accepting the atonement for yourself. It's not being willing to tolerate going it alone anymore, not being willing to tolerate deceiving yourself into believing you're a victim in this world. It doesn't work that way. And we have to accept that. At the same time, we also are not just passive. So for instance, if we see for someone who's being treated very poorly, like one of the things that's of particular interest to me is ending racism. It's absolutely ending it. So I have to take responsibility for it. I don't have to feel guilty or ashamed or bad or wrong about it. That doesn't help. But I can accept responsibility for what I see in the world. And I can forgive myself for my participation in it. And if I see someone who appears to be victimized by it, I can take action to support them and to reverse the systemic racism. This is what grown-up spiritual people do. They take responsibility. They stop playing the victim card. They give that the heck up. That is no longer an option. That's what being all in for God is. Now, it doesn't mean that you might be in a situation with your sister who has been, you know, unkind to you for years and whatever, and you're upset about it. And she's the mean one. She's the wrong one. She's the one. It's her. But you say, that's only the appearance. I do not know what anything is for. And my job here is to love, 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 love in my heart, in my mind. I don't have to call her. I don't have to knit her a sweater. I don't have to do any of those things unless Spirit moves me to. I don't have to give her anything to get her to like me. But I do have to stop believing that I'm her victim. It just doesn't work that way. And so are we willing to give that up? That, to me, was one of the things I really had to look at, because I used to get offended all the time by things. Always taking offense. Oh, I don't like that. look what they're doing there. That's offensive. You know, But I realized, oh my God, I'm just burning off my life force with this petty grievances. If you're looking for a grievance, you will always find one. That will not be a problem. Not ever be a problem. So it's about being a grown-up spiritual student, really having the spiritual maturity to realize, no, there's no victimhood in my life. Now, and that's a big step. You know, I work with a number of people who have been sexually molested and abused and physically wounded by their caregivers and by other people in their life, the people, anyway. And that's very traumatizing. It's very intense and very traumatizing. And so I have learned that if I take responsibility for the meaning I make of it, and then I'm going to say, okay, this I feel traumatized by. How could it be for my good? I do not know. I do not know. But I am willing to see it that way. Spirit, make it so. I give it over to Spirit. We're in that partnership. It's a holy relationship that we're having with our own divinity. Living A Course in Miracles is not for the weak and the timid. It requires great inner fortitude. And the great thing is the more you do it, the more inner fortitude you will have. And willingness is the only thing that's required. It's the willingness to trust and to love, to have compassion, to extend love, to be patient, to be kind, to be generous of heart. And isn't that how we want to be anyway? Hello? Of course it is. So, what else are we going to do? We're going to do this. And I'm glad we're doing it together. Masterful Living registration is open now. Please come join me. Don't say, oh, I was going to do that, but just come join us. We're having so much fun. Let's take that breath together and be grateful and thankful to accept the atonement for ourselves and share the benefits with everyone. In gratitude, we let it be. Amen, amen, amen. I love you. Happy New Year. Mwah.